Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair in Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. The village of Elkton is getting a boost to its public safety fleet thanks to community support. The Frankenmuth Credit Union Foundation has awarded a $10,000 grant to help fund a new police patrol vehicle for the Elkton Police Department. Additional support came from Goats Graphics, which donated approximately $1,500 worth of vehicle graphics. The new cruiser, a 2026 Dodge Durango, is expected to enhance law enforcement capabilities and visibility in the village. Officials say the contributions reflect strong local partnerships and ongoing investment in community safety. And Chad Michael Jimbarski was arraigned Wednesday in front of Judge Ferris on charges of driving with a suspended, revoked, or denied license, a misdemeanor, and a civil infraction for no insurance. The misdemeanor carries a potential penalty of up to 93 days in jail or a $500 fine. The civil infraction is punishable by fines and cost. Jimbarski entered a plea of not guilty. Attorney Michael Morosky represented him for the arraignment and has been appointed as court-appointed counsel for the remainder of the case. Key dates in the case include May 8, 2026, for the prosecutor to provide a plea offer, form, and discovery. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for June 4, 2026 at 9:30 a.m., which is also the deadline for entering a plea or filing motions. Bond was set at $3,500 personal recognizance, despite the prosecution opposing a personal recognizance bond. When we come back from this Bresky's sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom, it's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a Sand Lac County investigation is underway after a teenage runner was struck by a vehicle Tuesday evening in Fremont Township. The Sand Lac County Sheriff's Office says the 16-year-old from Yale was hit just before 5 p.m. along East Galbraith Line Road while out for a run. Deputies report the teen had been running westbound in the eastbound lane and moved across the roadway to avoid an oncoming vehicle. During that maneuver, he entered the westbound lane and was struck by a passing car. Emergency crews, including Croswell EMS, responded to the scene. The teen was transported to McLaren Port Huron for treatment. His condition has not been released. Investigators say the driver, a 21-year-old woman from Lexington, was wearing a seatbelt at the time. Authorities do not believe alcohol or drugs played a role in the crash. Names of those involved have not been released as the investigation is ongoing. And that's been your local news for this hour, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your weather and obituaries from thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.